Welcome to Cityscape. I'm Jim Eltoff, sitting in today for Steve Potter. Later on in the show, we're going to hear an NPR conversation with David Robertson on the Great American Symphony. And if you have a nominee, a suggestion, you're welcome to call or email or tweet us with that. And then coming up on Soundbite, some recommendations from Ligeia Figueres and Mira Nagaranjan of Sauce Magazine about summer cookbooks and some kitchen memoirs. Up first, the U City Children's Center is holding a benefit concert next Saturday night at Powell Hall to benefit their tuition assistance program. And three of the musicians who will perform are with us on the program today. Melissa Brooks, the associate principal cellist with St. Louis Symphony. Melissa, welcome. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Ruth Price is a pianist and scholar. She teaches at Webster University in their community music school and is an accompanist with St. Louis Children's Choirs. Ruth, welcome and thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And with us on the telephone is Catherine Kautsky, who is also a pianist and also a scholar who teaches at Lawrence University's Conservatory of Music in Appleton, Wisconsin. Catherine, welcome by phone, at least, to St. Louis.
Thank you very much.
Let's start with this shindig next Saturday night at Powell Hall. It's a benefit for tuition assistance for the U City Children's Center. Is that right?
Yes, that's it.
The idea is to raise some money to help some kids who need help with tuition for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's talk about the program. The thing is called Fairy Tales or some such. Is it a children's concert?
No, it's not a children's concert, although there is an element for children in it. There will be a story read, and I'll let Ruth explain that because she's put that whole segment of the show together.
Okay, what's this about the empty pot?
Every year I put a children's book to music. So I'm not a composer, but I take excerpts from music that I think goes with the story and make kind of weave it together as a medley. And then someone narrates the book and we sort of coordinate that with the music.
And this is a Chinese fairy tale, is that right?
Yes, it's a lovely book.
Is it a new story or is it something that goes back
5,000
years?
When it's written, the author is Demi, D-E-M-I.
Uh-huh.
And it's a wonderful book about the emotional courage of a young boy, how he realizes he understands the value of integrity.
Well, I'm for that. Integrity's great. Put me down as pro-integrity, absolutely. Also on the program, some Schumann, some Mozart, and Fritz Kreisler. What's the Kreisler thing you're going to do?
The Kreisler piece is called Liebeslied, Love Sorrow. Mm-hmm. And it was originally written for violin and piano, but it's played by many different instruments now. It's a beautiful, beautiful...
Sad. It is.
It's a little sad, but it's got a waltzy element. Johann Strauss, you can hear some of him in it. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful little piece that I will be playing with Ruth. And we'll also be playing Schumann Fantasy Pieces, which is one of my favorite pieces for cello and piano, though it was originally written for clarinet.
Catherine, you're big on Schumann, I see from your resume, along with Debussy and Satie and a few others. What is it about Schumann that you find so compelling?
You know, I think it's actually his fascination with words and the fact that he was such a literary man and composer. So I've played a lot of Schumann, and I've also written a lot about him because I've read a lot of the literary works that fascinated him, especially those by E.T.A. Hoffman. He wrote a lot about, E.T.A. Hoffman created the character of Kreisler, and then Schumann sort of ran with it and wrote music about this fascinating, incredibly eccentric choir master. So I think that's what's actually brought both Schumann and Debussy together for me. They're possibly two of the most literary composers ever. Both of them wrote lots and lots of songs, were fascinated with poetry, but also read incredibly widely and used what they read in what they wrote musically. So that's what I think took me to Schumann. Perhaps secondarily, I mean, mostly what took me to Schumann is that I love his music. But one,
And Debussy, you've got a CD coming out of the Preludes, is that right?
I do, and I'm actually working now on a book about the Preludes and about his piano music. Debussy was enormously involved with the whole artistic scene in Paris at the beginning of the 20th century, and not just the artistic scene. His pieces tend to all have titles, which means that you can sort of identify what he was maybe thinking about when he wrote them, and he was thinking about so many different aspects of sort of Parisian social history. So there are lots of things that refer to various colonies, and there are pieces that talk about fairy tales and pieces that talk about mermaids. And it just every sort of aspect of Parisian and French social history that you might look at in the late 19th and early 20th century, you can find a Debussy piece that somehow points toward it, whether it be archaeological digs or what was going on in India at the time. So that's what brought me into Debussy. Again, secondarily, mostly it was that I started to play the music and then started to wonder about the music and read more about it.
It's beautiful stuff. There's no doubt about it. All of you have connections with U City and the Children's Center. Is that correct? Catherine, your mother, Lily, is being honored with an award at this event?
That's right. So my connection with the Children's Center is not direct. My own children didn't grow up in St. Louis. But my mother has been involved with the Children's Center for many, many years, and I've heard about it for a long, long time as this very wonderful place, both in terms of its sort of social impact in St. Louis and in terms of the kind of education it provides for little kids. So I'm really excited to finally be involved with it a little bit more directly, not just hearing about it.
And Ruth and Melissa, you both have kids who are alums of the Children's Center, is that right?
That's right, and it had a really powerful effect on their lives.
How so?
Well, they really foster emotional development in the kids, a character development, and I mean, to this day, Lucy, if she sees somebody who's not acting nicely, she'll say, he obviously didn't go to University City Children's Center.
And Melissa, your son, is it?
Yes, my son went there for about 3 years, preschool age, and it really is, I think, one of a kind in St. Louis for all the reasons that Ruth mentioned. And we've been doing this concert for 8 years. This is our 8th benefit concert, and it's doing well. We raise a lot of money for the center now and help a lot more kids go and reap all the benefits that our children
and
were
you,
able to.
You've done all 8?
Yeah. Yeah, we started this. We started the concerts
there
at Powell
be
Hall.
A statue in the hall somewhere.
No, don't statue.
8 years of benefits, that's pretty impressive.
It's an impressive place, and it's a great place.
Yes, and the audience sits on the stage, so that makes it kind of a unique event. It's an amazing feeling to look out, you know, as if you were an orchestra member and see a beautiful hall.
We're talking about children. Ruth, you've been with the St. Louis Children's Choirs as an accompanist for some time, and your daughter
that's
Lucy
right.
sings with them, is that right?
She does, yeah. It's a wonderful experience for children.
Oh, that's a great institution, and they make some great music. And I understand, Melissa, your son is a budding musician as well?
He's been playing the piano for a few years, and he just started trumpet about 2 days ago.
Oh.
So the house is a very different place now.
Practice time must be loud around your house.
It's loud. I've never had to compete with a trumpet player for practice time, but it's all good.
Well, you can find some stuff to play together, I'm sure. Catherine, tell us something more about what you're up to these days. Do you do concerts? Do you tour at all?
I do quite a lot of concerts. I actually do a lot of lecture recitals because I am interested in sort of looking at what people have written in a larger historical context. So I end up doing a lot of playing and talking about the pieces that I'm playing, putting together a program right now actually to do in Portland, Oregon on carnival music and what carnivals meant to various people, which will include music by Schumann,
sure.
Of course, who wrote a big piano piece called Fasching Schwank aus Wien. And then I'm doing a program on music and French music written right before and during World War I, talking about the role that musicians played in that war, the sort of enormous nationalism that overtook all the French, including the most prominent composers. So I'm doing a lot of that, and I teach at Lawrence University, so I have a lot of piano students. It's all we have a conservatory, so I'm teaching all people who are hoping to do something professional with music, and many of them end up, in fact, doing a lot of really, really interesting things with music. So that's what I'm up to. writing and playing and teaching.
And Ruth, how about you?
Playing and teaching, actually.
You teach at Webster University, is that right?
Part-time in my own studio at home.
Teach piano?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
What level of students? I mean, are these little kids sitting on phone books learning chopsticks, or are these people playing Tchaikovsky?
The whole gamut.
It's all of it.
Yeah, everything from the beginning on.
And Melissa, how about you? Gearing up for a new season with Symphony, huh?
I am, yeah. We go back mid-September. Very excited.
Some big names coming in this year.
There are some big names
coming in. Joshua Bell, Yo-Yo Ma.
Yep, very excited for Yo-Yo Ma.
What's his name? Slatkin coming back?
Yep.
Gil Shaham, Christian Tetzlaff, some real stars.
A lot of really wonderful soloists and conductors, and it'll be a great year.
The season also has some unusual concerts planned. I'm looking through the schedule, and I'm seeing the music of The Who, The Rolling Stones, Barry White, The Bee Gees, Elvis, Sinatra.
I know, we do it all.
Is this looks like more of that sort of thing than I've seen in past years. The idea to just bring in some new bodies?
I don't know that it's more. I've been in the orchestra for 21 years now, and we had a rather extensive pop season, which was condensed into about, I think it used to be 6 weeks in the summer. When I came, it was about 3 or 4.
Yeah.
So I think all in all, it's maybe just more spread out, but probably the same number of concerts. And there are good shows we do. We do some good shows, great music. We've done the Beatles shows. And I mean, who doesn't like the Beatles?
The Who? Oh, come on.
The Who.
Rock the hall with The Who. Absolutely.
And we get great crowds. So
I think it's fun to mix the styles in the program that we're doing for the University City Children's Center.
Yeah.
We also have some popular styles. At the end of the program, there are 4 songs. We have a singer coming in, Elizabeth McFarland, who's a mezzo-soprano. And there are 4 songs of different popular styles. So that's going to be a lot of fun and entertaining.
Talking with Ruth Price on the telephone, Catherine Kautsky and Melissa Brooks about the benefit concert coming up next Saturday night at Powell Hall. We're going to hear this interview from David Robertson, part of this NPR series about the Great American Symphony. Any nominees? Does any piece jump out by an America symphonic piece by an American composer that you think, wow, this just beats them all? Because there are so many. I mean, people may not be as aware of American composers, perhaps, because there's this top 50 tendency kind of thing at work. Alan Hovhaness, Howard Hanson, I don't know.
Ives, right?
Charles Ives.
I might have to vote for that.
That's sort of what crosses my mind.
Yeah,
first.
I agree.
The great American innovator.
Absolutely.
Was prescient in the sorts of things that he tried so long ago.
There is a piece by Hovhaness that I particularly like called Loon Lake. It was a commission from some group in New Hampshire preserving some lake or some such. And they wanted loon sounds in it. And he didn't really like loons. He liked some kind of other birds. So he put those sounds in it instead. And, you give somebody a commission, you get what you get,
right.
I guess. But it's a beautiful, beautiful symphony.
Yeah.
And Randall Thompson's, too, his second symphony is just a great piece of work. So if any of our listeners have suggestions along those lines, you're certainly welcome to give us a call or an email or a tweet. And we'll kind of tabulate the results. Maybe we'll even be able to play some of it a little bit as well. All right, to return to the concert, it's next Saturday night at Powell Hall.
The 24th.
The 24th. Isn't that a week from?
Tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow. I've said next Saturday. A week from Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's cocktails and hors d'oeuvres.
Cocktails and hors d'oeuvres from 6:30 to 7:30 in the foyer of Powell Hall. And then the concert is from 7:30 to about 8:30 or 9. Mm-hmm. And then there's dessert after, back in the foyer. It's a really, really beautiful event. It's very, very well done by University City Children's Center. Yes, the food's great.
The food is great. That's why I'm coming.
You heard the food is great.
The food is great.
Oh, okay. Well, that's certainly a draw for some of us.
Yeah, for a long time.
Well, we'll have all the details up on our website and a link to the concert and the UC Children's Center and all the rest. And all the best for a successful event. I'm sure it'll be an absolute smash.
Thank you very much.
Melissa, thank you for being with us. Ruth, Catherine, thank you as well for being with us.
I appreciate it.
That's a week from Saturday night at Powell Hall. All the details will be up on our website. Coming up, NPR's Tom Heisinger's conversation with David Robertson when Cityscape continues on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.